This is the Bass Bob Shop. We have Ashley K in the building. We got Queen Kwan in the building. We got RJ. Late RJ is on his way. You already know today's episode we are excited about, as always. We actually missed that. But today's episode is about something that we have touched on a little bit, but we're going to get a little deeper into it, especially with the recent events that's been going on, you know, in the news. I'm pretty sure y'all been paying attention and following number 45 and, you know, his new executive order that he just did. So today's topic is about religion and politics, which one came first. So that's a little deep because, you know, a lot of people got their own opinions about which one came first. I actually made a post about this on Facebook, and people's viewpoints are pretty interesting. But at the end of the day, you know, we kind of want to get to the point of why this topic is important, because a lot of people say, well, this is not important. Well, it is important, because you got to understand when stuff happens, you don't get bent out of shape about it. You start seeing it what it is, and you start seeing that a lot of this stuff that is happening has been preordained. So right now it's manifesting itself. And that's cool, you know, if that's how divine order is supposed to happen. But where it gets tricky and gets a little messed up is when it wasn't supposed to be this way, and us humans have created it to be this way, just out of purity, just making everything complex and confusing, when most things should just be a lot more simple. And I feel like we make a lot of stuff hard, don't you think? Like, what I've noticed is a lot of people want to feel like they're right. You know what I'm saying? So it's more going along the lines of, like, am I right and you're wrong, and what's the truth and what's not the truth? And that's where the battle comes. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to control, most people want to feel like they're right. And when they feel like they're, you know, being attacked or wrong or something, and their ego and their pride get in the way, and, you know, they manipulate some things just to make sure that they are right. So, you know, oh, Lord, y'all already know who just walked in the building.
What's up, y'all?
This is late RJ, just coming in, but
Good vibes,
he got a shirt on called
Good Vibes. Good vibes shirt on, you know, trying to resonate, you know, with the space, you know.
Forgetting history, because it is, you know, just like everybody feel like Black History started like for the people, but they're really not doing stuff for the people. It's really for themselves. So by them creating the Constitution based off of the Bible, short-term memory, here we go, short-term memory would state that religion came first because this country is the youngest country. So if I create this country and the Constitution off and my laws off of the Bible, what does that mean? The Bible came before this country. So because Americans have such short-term memory, they don't realize that obviously it was other countries and other governments in place, other people in control before they even came over here to make America. That's the what. That's how you understand that politics came first. And this is why I'm saying politics came first. The simple fact that they're trying to throw out there like religion came first, but in reality it was people that was in control. I don't care if it was a king, it was a queen. I don't care who they were. They were the people that was in control. They were the people running their colonies or their towns or whatever. They're the ones that came together and had a council, right, to create the Bible. So obviously it was off of power. So when we had the Constitution that's created from the Bible, slavery was legal. And people looking like, well, how is slavery legal? Slavery was legal based off our Constitution. This is why melanated folks are not considered people in the Bible, because if you go by the Bible, it says that, what, based off of the Cain situation and slavery, which we talked about before, slavery in the Bible is stated that it was okay, that you are, that it's okay to have slaves. We talk about this in the Bible. We talk about this in the Old Testament all day. So why are we upset when we try to understand and fight against it? Like, well, slavery is not okay, but then y'all at the same time worshiping and praising the same Bible every single Sunday that's telling you that slavery was okay. That makes no sense. So this is where the corruption comes from. But the whole religion standpoint to be an ignorant. Because it's like, why are you following? I'm going to fast forward to 45. I think that's where it irritates me a little bit. Because it's like, on one hand, we're going to not like 45. We say his morals is wrong. But on the other hand, we all are supposedly worshiping or reading the same book that he reads. Because he likes Christianity. He calls himself a Christian. How does it make sense?
Now.
Yeah. Or whatever. It's still the same Bible they're reading.
I see. When I look at politicians, I feel like that they truly embrace the ancient culture, the history, the empires past, to the point where they may mimic certain things, like how I put that's how they built the statue of Abraham Lincoln.
How is that a good thing? Because
I feel like it's something, because the way they've interpreted it, they interpret it as a spiritual format. They go deeper. They look at the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life,
when you know which one came first, everything after doesn't matter. Like, seriously, everything after doesn't matter, because it's all like you're saying, is a manifestation or a replica of the original. If the government created religion, it do not matter what type of religion you create, it's still controlled by them anyway. See what I'm trying to say? So it's like, well, now people looking at it like, oh, now they're trying to take control of it, the same way you looking at it. But it's not that they try to take control of it. They created it. So they always wanted to have control of it regardless. So it's not like rocket science. You see, I think you're making it more complex than what it is. It's very simple. They created it. It's theirs. We follow it.
The thing is, it's a not-for-profit organization. So much money involved. We're talking money here. We all know they love money, so of course they want to get involved with
but
the,
it doesn't talk about taxes. See, this new freedom thing has nothing to do with taxes.
They like spoon feed you, too.
Yeah, but they're not going to try to control their money because they already know this is a control mechanism.
That could be
all
one of
them. I'm about to tell you what religion is for. Religion is to control the people. As well, the money part, they know that the money part really don't matter because to them. Like, to the churches don't pay taxes. Churches own land, buildings, resources, all kinds of stuff, right? Nobody ever saw all these years, I'm talking about hundreds of years, nobody ever saw or questioned. Why is the only institution that the government is not bothering when it comes to money? That could have been a red flag a long time ago, but you know, somewhere, somehow, they're getting the money. It's just that we don't see it, don't know it, don't need to know it because we're not a pastor. If you become a pastor, then you're going to know it. You're not a pastor, so you're not going to understand it. You know what I'm trying to say? It's not for the people or the congregation to worry about. At the end of the day, all the pastor's responsibility is to get you to spend your money there, period. And I don't care. It's funny to me, the only reason why we keep talking about Christianity so much is because America was founded on the Bible. America was founded on the Quran, or America was founded off of Buddhism, and that's religion. Like, everybody, the only thing we said, when we say the word religion, everybody automatically go to Christianity. To me, that's a problem, too, because Christianity is not the only religion. It wasn't the first one, not the last one. So it's like, as soon as we say religion and politics, the only thing we talk about is the Bible. But no, it's not.
But I think also because the Bible, some of the stories, et cetera, is very symbolic to what's going on in America. Even if you look at the story of Yeshua or Christ, you know what I'm saying? Just the story, was he real, not real? I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about what the message, the underlying message, the wisdom you can gain from it. And to me, all we have is the word. We can defeat the man with the word. But it shows you, if you do so, if you go against the power that be, it will crucify you. If it's your image, or they will crucify you in general. Why? Because you're dealing with somebody who sincerely doesn't give a fuck about you. That's all there is to it. That's why, like, even with Christ, you talk about the story of Christ, it's like Martin Luther King. You know, look at all these great people that was in this world, even JFK, who spoke up against these people. He spoke up against the devil in flesh. And guess what happened? The Illuminati. Like, you think Michael Jackson was not influenced through the process of his music career by people in suits and stuff? Man, they was fucking his head up. You know what I'm saying? And, like, with that whole process, they just manipulated. That's why they got rid of every individual who wanted to change the world for the better. You know what I'm saying? Or even uplift the African-American community. Right? You know what I'm saying? So, that's the game they play. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Only African-American male I know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, like, it's a lot to it, especially on the intellectual side. You have study the Bible, and all the aspects you have. That aspect that, you know, you don't find a lot of holes in the story, like, you know.
Yeah, so once you realize that religion is created for politics, then you wouldn't try to adapt to no religion. I don't care what it is. I don't care if a new movement comes up. I don't care if Muslims. I don't care about the Protestants. I mean, all that stuff is still somewhat controlled, because at the end of the day, when you talk about the government don't want stuff to be out of control, right now the generation is getting out of control. So a new movement is not just spearheaded by us. A new movement is simply because we, as being spiritual beings, we have to still have that underlying message of still being controlled to a certain extent, because they're still not fully understanding why the hell they're doing what they're doing. People still not getting to the root of it, like what you always say. And it's like, you go from reading one book and following that book to now you go to jail and you come out, now you're a Christian, I mean a Muslim, and you follow the Quran. Like, it's you really not finding self. I hate what people say, but you still really not finding self, because a lot of times, because they're doing that, they're not looking at it on the level that you're looking at it on, or I'm looking at it on, or Quran looking at it on. It takes a lot of, what you say, killing yourself, dying, like, you find yourself in order to rebirth, like, birth yourself.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of that, and it takes a lot of you dibble and dabble. Like, I don't know what, if you ask me a religion, I don't have a religion, because I'm not really fully attached to nothing. However, I do read the Quran, I look up Hinduism, I look up the Kabbalah, I look up about Buddha, I look up the affirmations that the Buddhists listen to, I look up what the Africans did, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you see all these things, and what really honestly needs to happen is what you're saying that these religions supposedly stand for, but they're not, is that unity and that community of getting to some spirituality. They don't do that, though. It's like really no way. Like, I hear what you're saying, but they're not doing it. That's a myth of me.
You know what I'm saying? It makes sense to them.
So you have Cain and Abel. That was a battle all the way back in spiritual days. Yes, as far as power, and like Quan was just saying, it's all about power. What ended up happening? Like, you know how to tell the story. Like, what happened was it?
Well, what happened was Linda. I'm listening, Linda.
Mankind got a taste of power, and it went to the head. That's honestly simple. It don't matter if you call this man in the end, or man or woman being Adam or Eve. I don't care what you call a man or woman. I don't care if you call Judah, Buddha, Allah, Bahamut. It really don't matter the name. I think that's the other problem that we have. We are too stuck on names. The name is kind of where I try to stay away from, you know what I'm saying? Even when it comes to talking too much as far as African history, like, I'm not about to even worship no god that happened then. I'm not about to hear and worship ocean and all these goddesses. And, you know, I can educate myself on them. I will talk about them. I will hear what the ancestors and history says about them. But am I going to sit here and, like, give that name so much power? Like, oh, my God, if I say ocean, I'm getting, here we go, air people, as humans, give it some power and give it away from ourselves. That's where it all, to me, went wrong. And it's still going wrong to this day because we still keep going. It's like something in us that yearns for that type of either power, or we yearn for that type of following, like, or community that we're talking about. So since spirituality came first and mankind got that taste of consciousness that we talked about, because, you know, Yeshua, Jesus, whatever you want to call him, at this point, Christ. I'm just going to say Christ like he did. People know what I'm just saying. We're operating, average person operates in third dimension. If me talking to you right now in third dimension, it's very rare that you're going to go to fourth dimension and have a regular conversation with the average person. When you're meditating and you're quiet and you're in your room and you're astral planing and all that other good stuff, then you are getting your enlightenment, you know what I'm saying? And you're getting higher up in the dimension. You're going to try to get to the highest level of consciousness. Where is God? You know what I'm saying? I believe it's the highest level, most likely your spirit is outside your body, in a nutshell, you know what I'm saying? And at that point, you obviously dead, right? Quran, to the Bible, all scripture talks about the different levels of consciousness. And that's, they just put the stories with human names or human characteristics for us to understand. And we somehow, along the way, have just got stuck. Right in that, just stuck in believing in Noah's Ark, and just stuck in believing in Joel and his story, and stuck in believing in David and Goliath. You know what I'm saying? We just got stuck. That's just what it is. And this is just simple ways. I feel like this stuff is not complex. I really do. Like, when I ask this question, people are like, oh my God, it's what it is. Like, you can't accept that this is what it is. If it goes across the board and it's some truth and everything, if it looks like a duck, it's a duck. If it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. If it sounds like a duck, it's a duck. Like, what else do you want to call it? You know, y'all know. It's, I feel like that's where the, you know, the problem comes from. So, yeah, we want to say when we ask the question, which one comes first between those two, positive comes first. And when you start looking into which comes first for our spirituality, and that's where people get upset, and they say, well, religion came first because they believe spirituality came first. Religion and spirituality are two different things, completely different. Religion has to do with you following rules, period. That's just what it is. Like, it's just rules. That's it. It rules a way of life and tradition, period, of community. Has nothing to do with spirituality. And they try to make it fluffed up with spirituality and make you feel manipulated like you are learning through this book, spirituality, but you're really not until you, yourself, dig deeper, like RJ saying, and get a different level of consciousness when you're reading it, so you can look at the words and the meanings and the stories in a different way, that you're not looking at it as laws or this is just a commandment or this is just that. You start looking at these stories like, wait a minute, this makes sense. This has to do with, you know, this level of consciousness or this thing that happened or this spirituality. Spirituality came first. From spirituality, the reason why politics came about was because mankind was very spiritual. They understood power and it went to their head. Do you see like a domino effect of what I'm saying though? Like, okay, you got spirituality come first. I feel the power. This is nature. Like, I'm spiritually enlightened. I my power is so powerful that I can just move this mic right now to the cross of the room just by my vibration and my voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how powerful I get. Okay, so I'm that powerful, but then I realize that people underneath me, which is the children, right, of the land, or those that obviously haven't tapped into that consciousness level yet, you realize that they're still needy. They feel like infants. They're still baby. They're still powerless, in a sense. But I'm powerful. I do whatever the hell I want to do. I got that level of consciousness. I got that godly power. That's where, to me, power came from. And it started to be a domino effect. Then it went, well, I'm powerful. Everybody looking at them like children. If you got children, you understand it. Children look at you like you're God. So they look up to you, and they're like.
What they call
Pharaoh. Yeah, they look at you. Yeah, they look at you like, oh, wow, I wish I could do that. Yeah, I wish I could do that, right? That's how kids look at you. Oh, I wish I could do that. But if I realize my power, and I just start getting greedy and egoistic and prideful, and I can make it my decision to teach these little people how to be a stronger than me, therefore do what? I can remain my power. And they're going to remain looking up to me. So then it was a domino effect. So then what they end up doing, what you said as your cult that you talk about, the cult was formed. Why? I'm only going to teach my cult partners true power, true spirituality. Why do you think they understand? Why do you think the Bible is written the way it is? It's so profound because they understand. understand energy, chakras, control, the power of words. Around, like they had no care in the world.
Right.
It was until they got cast down to the physical third dimension, which we operate in, is when they became rulers of over the earth. Like
right.
if you read the scripture, it clearly makes sense. Like you're saying, if you read through it, you're like, wait a minute. You know, them aliens being able to be cast down or cast out of this fourth dimension to the third dimension, where they're rulers over the things that are technically operating in the second dimension, which you got insects, then you got the plants can operate on the first dimension because they don't really have thought. You see the levels of dimension?
Yeah, it's evolution. It's evolution. And
I mean, just reality. Yeah. I mean, you want to put today's terminology and stuff, it just is what it is. Like, it's pillow talking. And you're not pillow talking with them. Like, unless you gay. Like, was Peter gay? Was he upset? You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, the writers of the Bible were dead. They believed in this fornication crap. They believed in all this stuff.
That's from the pagans. Like, the pagans were very sexually open. They believed in homosexuality.
Yeah,
when
they gave the Bible,
they had a huge, very huge influence on the Bible, especially during the Dark Ages when they started murdering everybody who opposed against what they believed. So, since when they went through that phase, I'm pretty sure they touched the Bible.
Why isn't there any more
Jewish
scrolls? Am I the only person on the face of the earth
no,
that feel like this?
But why do you think they took the books out? The book of Enoch?
Well, why haven't God been talking
books?
To people after everybody that wrote the Bible was schizo?
No.
And then why haven't a new schizo person came about? I'm just not understanding. I just feel the type of way.
Okay,
the only time God was talking to people was back then. So God not talking to nobody then.
No,
is this what I'm getting from this?
Nah, it's not even that. For me, I think even like, now, I'm not even going to say schizo, but in the shaman community, you're talking about shaman. They don't look at somebody as schizophrenic. The person who hears voices, they look at it as a gift. They feel like they can contact, ancestors or old spirits.
Yeah.
In a sense. And, they actually teach an individual how to tune into that.
They're medium. They're psychic.
Who knows? Maybe back then, they would have an individual.
Why haven't, in the last 4,000 years, nobody has written no more spiritual books besides the Quran? Wait, I don't see that.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
As you can tell, right, society's going back to its origins, right? That's what's happening.
I think we're talking to people and looking at Brian Cohen, we call out people's addresses, birthdays, everything. We need straight innocent.
Why are we not following his book? Why is it? You see what I'm trying to say?
Too many people. I mean, how are you going to compete against this man? You come out with a word or a new book. How are you going to compete against something like this?
Let it be raw and uncut. Right?
Let it
be real.
I know, but it's too many men who keep following his face.
Life changes and hits in the face and fall down and get up before even if they win to make a
value of those times.
Why is it that our values as humans have changed so drastically? I think that it was basic values in people of control. We need to get to the root of what the value of humans, whatever that is. What are the values of humans? The root values. Not because it's inverse and it was that. No, it's still some root values of humanity. It has to be. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the lions don't change how they root.
Yeah,
change. Yeah, they don't never change. So why is that human all of a sudden so drastic?
I know I'm asking.
It has to be simple. You know I'm a simple person.
Negative four plus five equals one. That is true. It's a true statement. But you say it to a little kid that know no better, or a person that hates mathematics, they're going to look at you like, I don't know what you're saying. They're going to think that you're wrong, or they're not going to fully believe you. See? That's the same thing with truth. That's what we're dealing with on a daily basis. So it's not that when, that's why I really don't, honestly don't like the word truth. I'm trying to find another word to use besides my level. It's not, because something, it got to be a different word to use, because, and I think we're going to find it one day. I would do something different, because if I say this is the truth, and then I'm looking at you, and you're like, well, that's not the truth, because if I'm a Christian, so let's just take that example and put it to Christianity. If I'm a Christian, and that's all I was raised on, that's all my family know about, you know, I'm in the South right now, I live in the South, so that's all I see around here. I barely see any other religions, I'm going to be honest. I barely see other people practicing other religions around here. Everything I do, even at work, and I work with the government, they always still talk about Christianity, and it bothers me, because I'm like, what if I'm not a Christian? What if I don't want to eat pork? Like, they get upset because we have a function at work, and they look at me like, automatically say, well, are you a Muslim? Because I don't eat pork. I'm not even a Muslim. I just don't eat pork. You see what I'm saying? But there's two South, and the South, it's all they do. You see, it's just their customs. They don't understand nothing different. So, again, me telling you that pork is wrong. I'm at work. I'm saying pork is bad for you. They don't understand that. They're like, oh, that's not right. That's fake news. Because they tells you that. The Bible tells you not to study different texts. So if I read another text. My point is to read other stuff. But this is what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying. Our level of truth, we can't get upset at someone else because they don't understand. See, I don't get upset at people no more. Like, I used to. This is why I said stages in life. I used to be, give me last year, you came at me wrong way, I kind of like cut you out and all that stuff. I'm not like that no more. I actually look at everybody as an infant. If somebody come to me, if I make a status about something and you follow me on social media and I make a status about something and you don't understand what I'm saying, a lot of times either I'm going to have to inbox you. I tell you, inbox me and I can talk to you on the phone and like get your viewpoint and help you to try to understand where I'm coming from and actually turn you to the right place to go. That you will see why I'm saying what I'm saying. And most of the time when I'm posting something, it got to be about facts. Without a shadow of doubt, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot more people, you have to get to that level of understanding and be more patient with people. And understand, it doesn't understand your level of truth. I'm a mathematician. That's what my degree is in. So if I try to tell you right now, talk about combinatorics, or if I start talking to you about differential equations, well, I start talking about calculus 4 and some statistics and probabilities, you're going to look at me like, what the hell are you talking about, Ashley, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know. If I put an equation right now with combinatorics, and you just see, all you're going to see is a bunch of lines and circles and look like shapes and look like the galaxy. That's what you're going to say. That looks like the galaxy. Combinatorics is a mathematical equation, but it looks identical to the galaxy. I kid you not. Stars, astrology, all come from a combinatorics. This is a math course in college, but you wouldn't take that course if you're not a mathematician. So your level of understanding with numbers is not going to be on my level of understanding with numbers because you didn't take that course and you didn't study mathematics like I study mathematics. But here we go. To me, this should be generic information for all human beings. I should not have to go to college to learn combinatorics. I shouldn't. I should not have to go to college to learn trigonometry on the level that they teach in college. I shouldn't. I should not have to go to college to understand statistics and probability when we deal with statistics every day. It's either you're going to be a good statistic or a bad statistic. All of the world is statistics and probability, the chances of, right? That's what probability is. It's a cause and effect. That's what probability is. That's proof. Proof all day is mathematics, me proving something. So if this happens, I'm going to say, if I do this, if I open up this top and spill it, then the water is going to fall on the floor. See what I'm saying? It's an if-then statement. This is mathematics. I learned this in math class. If-then. You see what I'm saying? But this is life. That's cause and effect. If I take this bottle of water, then it's going to go on the floor. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is stuff that the average person should understand. But see, people look at me like I'm a geek because I understand mathematics. No, the average, to me, all humans should understand mathematics. I don't care. Like, all humans should understand physics, mathematics, science, proper, you know, I guess, language, and, you know, that all of that still has to do with Mother Earth and meteorology and all that stuff.
It does. The difference is our hemisphere. A lot of people, they rather go through life depending on their common sense and their wisdom and also, you know, their experiential knowledge, which kind of sometimes leads why even keep going back to the Bible. I'm not even going to do that. But we're talking wisdom. Cause to me, wisdom, common sense, and intellect are one and the same. Again, Why do I say that? For example, intellect. Talking intellect, to me, facts, intellect, and knowledge of that format is there to kind of guide you through the experience. They, you know, I guess enlighten you again. Once you just both your hemispheres, meditation, for example. When you meditate, it fires up both sides of your brain, both hemispheres of your brain, your left and your right. And the neurons start going off simultaneously in your left and right brain hemispheres, which eventually will turn on your open your pineal gland. It will stimulate your pineal gland enough.
We actually went way over our time that we thought we were going to go. We thought this was going to be a short and sweet episode, but it ended up not being it. But because when you start getting into politics and religion, it is a very touchy but very profound and very knowledgeable topic. And it's a topic that we should talk about more and not be afraid of. Like, I don't understand I don't really understand the stigma behind it. Like, why are you upset or get bent out of shape when people talk about religion and politics? Like, it's really, that's something deep inside you. Like, you need to figure out, you need to ask yourself that question. When somebody brings up politics, why am I upset? What makes you upset about politics? Because at the end of the day, they all one party. They all still control. If you understand politics, you wouldn't get upset because you understand that these politicians are ran by 13 families. And you understand the evilness. But you see the domino effect we're going here? So because you're upset because I don't like 45 or I didn't like Obama or I didn't like the Clintons or I didn't like, because I don't like, you know, this party or that party. What are you upset about when you realize that these families that run this, at the end of the day, they run the federal bank. The government would have no money if it wasn't for the Federal Reserve. You know what I'm saying? Well, we wouldn't have none of this stuff if it wasn't for these private-owned IRS. So all of this stuff, right. The government is an entity itself. It's a corporation. Yeah, so it's not even, yeah.
Let's think about the anarchy then. I know we're running out of time, but the anarchy. What if, damn near, so many freaking Americans are depending on the government and these people that find the resources. Do you think if the government,
people that live in the mountains or country folk. Everybody else would not survive.
So
but whose fault is that?
That's not
nobody's fault.
But for the greater good, though, do you think it's a good or bad?
I think, to be honest with you, it's a good thing. I think the government we have needs to be completely gone, period. Because it has caused corruption of humanity for thousands of years. Forget this America. See, we keep talking about America because we live in America. But again, this politics stuff goes way back when. You see what I'm saying? And that control is all about power. We have to talk about this in every episode that we had. The episode is more like a follow-up or a summary of everything we've been saying. February. It's May now. At this point, people that listen to us, or if they haven't listened to us, and they're newbies, and they need to go back and listen to this episode, because we have built people up to the point to understand where we're coming from. And where we're coming from is, the way government is today across the world needs to be gone. Otherwise, we're going to keep the same domino effect and actually going to get worse. Because more people are becoming more dependent on the government, like you're saying. More people can't do stuff. More people can't think for themselves. More people stuck on social media. More people stuck on or Medicaid or food stamps or Section 8. And they don't even know how to garden. They're on the farm. They don't even know what it means to go to the pond at Spring Lake and drill a hole to get the water to your house or energy and fix cars or build houses. You don't know nothing. Are you ready to look at it? Is this new generation in society?
I ain't gonna say it all people. That's people out there that know
how to do it. For how many people?
There's a lot of us out here. You're right.
That's a big percentage. So for the good of humanity, you only have 20% left.
That means chaos.
We live in chaos.
This
is control chaos.
Okay. Right now, I have, if I was right here, go out here and do something crazy, I could also, you know what I'm saying, I could do so. And at the moment, I only have to worry about nobody breaking my house, and you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to survive. That's the case. People kick in doors.
They are.
It'll be desperate. Oh, no, they are now, but it will be at a more.
When they go on the island, they all die down. Why do you think I said the mountains? In the country. Because nobody's out there. Yo, they're serious. Move to the mountains. Because or the country, or go get some islands. You have to go live somewhere. You can't be in a city and all this stuff go down. I'm just telling y'all that. Like, I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, am I going to be, this is what I think you want me to say. They want me to, well, listen, they want me to go with the flow. And this is how it is. This is just what it is. But this is what we know it was to be. We really don't know all of the truth. You want to know why? Because they still hiding stuff. I can read as many books as I want to read, but who wrote those books? People still missing it. Like, we're still, like, we're still not getting it. Like, I hear people all the time, well, I wrote this and I read that book. So, was you there when they wrote the book? No. So you really don't know. We just kind of, just got to read between the lines, like he's saying. But what I have noticed through all of history is that control government has been corrupted and has been an issue since mankind. That's what I have read against everything. So, to me, common sense means don't fix it, get rid of it. Now, when you get rid of it, of course it's going to be a death-free drama. Of course, it's not rocket science. People want to die. People want to die anyway. Like, I don't know how to, I don't want to sound like I don't care, but it's just life. Like, if we keep going the way we're going right now with the world, the sun is going to kill us. Because the heat from the sun is going to burn the earth. Nature's going to either kill us or we're going to kill ourselves. Which one would you rather? Tune in, share the link, comment, you know, they pop up.